I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Breaking Bad.
In reverse.
Breaking backwards? I just didn't know what it was. I'm like, what's she doing over there? Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We've just watched the fifth episode of Breaking Bad that they ever made.
Yes.
Called Rabid Dog. And it's a pretty good one. I remember it being not that good, actually. And then I watched it just now. And I enjoyed it quite a bit.
So you've been through the series a few times. Mm-hmm. And so you have a memory of multiple times not enjoying that episode?
Yeah. I just remember that one being like kind of a transition one. Mm-hmm. And thinking like, oh, that one's fine. Well, I would have to spoil the one after the next one that comes to for that to make sense. But I watched this time, it was good.
I like this one fine. To be honest,
give it a B plus?
I gave this one a B because I noticed what you're
Meg's
saying.
Meg's lowest rating yet.
I noticed what you're saying. This one has more of like a glacial pace to it, whereas mm-hmm. the other ones are like you know, pretty rock and roll.
Yeah,
they're it's pretty much nonstop mm-hmm. Action, and this one is like people talking about what they should do.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And then, yeah. Because if you were watching this in the wrong way, where this is like the fifth to last episode of the show, it would, it's like this, and then boom, 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 like a bunch of dominoes fall over.
Yeah, so this one is very much like, mm-hmm. kind of like I said, like we see a lot of people almost make decisions, but no real hardcore action.
Because me and you got to watch dominoes slowly fall back up, and then this episode's them going, oh, look at those dominoes.
Yeah.
Those are nice dominoes. Me and Meg sound a little different today. We're recording this among the coronavirus panic of March 2020.
The pandemic.
It's the official pandemic.
This is a thing.
This probably won't be released till like after this is all blown over.
I don't know. I mean, ideally, but this could go on for a while.
We don't know. We're legitimately scared.
There's a lot of, I'm pensive. I feel like it's just eerie.
This will be a less fun episode, bro.
We're
going to try to have so much fun.
Should we just pause and take a couple shots and come back?
Yeah, we're going to pause and take a couple shots right now. When Adam and Meg recorded this part, they went to take some shots. So Adam in post got some royalty-free jazz music to make a transition. It's a pretty long track, so it's gonna end kind of abrupt. We're back. We had a few shots.
Shots of alcohol.
And it was sweet, so we're ready to record. We're all loose.
I don't even mind that there's a problem with viruses anymore.
Me neither. I'm cool with it. No, I'm not. it's a tragedy. All right.
Okay.
So, Rabid Dog. It opens up in it's cold. Oh, cold open.
Oh, yeah. It's a frigid open.
It's cold open.
Cold.
And we open up and... that's when Walt just sees his house, and it's all...
And there's like a... I always view these cars as old people cars, but there's a white old person car up on the curb of his front lawn.
You don't know the type of it? You just call it an old person car?
It's a Cadillac, right? Or was that a... I thought that was a Cadillac.
I don't know anything about cars. Okay. Like, a stupid amount of not knowledge.
Okay. I think that's a Cadillac.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's an old person car.
I very recently learned the difference between make and model.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I'm like, there's cars, trucks, like, RVs, and those are the three kinds.
what do you consider it a crossover, an SUV?
And then the color.
Okay.
What did you say?
Like, a car and a truck, and then there's, like, SUVs and crossovers or whatever.
That's, okay. I'm I'm doing eighth grade math, and you're doing calc.
So what do you consider? Wait, you see like a Honda Civic.
What the fuck is that?
And then
I don't know what that is. What the fuck is a Honda Civic?
Then you see a Suburban and you call those both cars.
I literally have the exact same mental picture for both of those right now because I have no idea what they look like.
Can you describe your mental picture?
It's four wheels.
Yes.
A port.
In some cases, sure.
Gas tank. And I imagine them both being white.
Okay, yeah.
And
They got a horn. That's it. I seriously don't know the difference between those two cars.
Okay.
I also recently learned what a hatchback is.
Oh, that, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a dumb story, but I had an ex-boyfriend who...
oh, my God.
Yeah, this was a long time ago.
Did you kiss him?
Three times.
Nice.
Yeah, but he had these guys that were jerks to him, and one of them drove a hatchback for the longest time. I had a problem with hatchbacks for... like the dumbest reason.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. I know what they are. So in Breaking Bad, they see some sort of car.
It's white.
It's white, like all cars in my brain. And Walt sees a bunch of gas in his house. And he has a gun.
Yeah, he sneaks in. He gets on the rug and it's squishy and goes, ooh, icky.
Yeah, ooh, icky. It's icky rug.
And then he checks his house for who he believes, Jesse. Yeah. He believes Jesse's in there. And then he realizes nobody's in there. And he goes out to Jesse's car and he pulls out a CD. And I think the CD was Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Was it?
No, I don't know. I didn't look.
Well, it's actually Saul's car.
Oh, okay.
Because that Saul was getting it washed the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
He said, your friend put so much booger sugar in between the seats because Jesse was doing cocaine.
I didn't make that connection.
I know. I didn't want to be too on the nose when watching it, but I thought I'll reveal that on Mike.
Thank you for revealing that. Now I feel more enlightened.
Because we know Jesse beat Saul up.
We do know that.
And so it presumably took his car.
Okay. Yes. Okay. But I like Bob Odenkirk's line of, it's because he loves you deep down.
That was a funny line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done cocaine and Walt's like, oh shoot, he's doing cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's the end of the cold open, right? Or
he runs around his house and he's like, Jesse, ugh.
Well, I talked about that.
Oh, right. But then Jesse's not there. Right.
Yeah. Okay, and then he goes out to the car and he's like, shucks.
Yeah.
I just missed him just a second ago.
And then he does a fun cover up. That takes the lion's share of the episode runtime.
Yeah. So I thought was pretty unnecessary. It was like, did we have to see him spill gas all over everything? I feel like we could.
That's what I like about Breaking Bad. They go into the details.
That's fair. Well, we see him talking to the professionals, like the locksmith and the people cleaning the carpet and the guy. I feel like there was another one, but I must be
there
wrong. Just those two.
There's those two, and there's a mariachi band.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a guy in a cowboy hat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And
they were standing around just eating sandwiches.
And they were like, I don't know why you'd hire a birthday party rodeo clown, but...
And Walt said, I was in a panic!
So then he discovers that the gasoline smell won't get out, and he's like, but I don't like it!
And then some people who had an under five.
Oh, yes. A couple under fives were like, well, tough toenails, kid.
Yeah.
And he went, aw, shucks.
We're going to cash our SAG check.
Yeah.
Because we got some lions on this show.
I can't wait for my residuals to come in.
Hell's it. We just paid them by watching it on Netflix, I think.
They probably got a buyout for that. So we didn't know.
Right. I know that.
Good, because we're in the business.
Because we're in the business, I would know that. I would know what a buyout is.
Yes.
So they go, and then so Walter makes a new lie.
Yeah, he was like, honey.
Yeah, it turns out getting the door fixed was a good thing because it shows no one broke in.
Yeah.
But the gas thing, he kind of wasted money on those vacuum guys.
Yeah. And so the vacuum guys are like, hey, to get this gas smell out, you're going to need to go ahead. You're going to have to pull up the carpet and clean the floorboards or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't do that before my wife gets home.
Mm-hmm.
And so then his wife comes home and, she discovers that there's like gas in his, on the seat of his
car.
There's gas. And she notices the gasoline smell immediately. Mm-hmm. And he lies to them.
He spins a yarn.
And it's, I think, you know, we've talked about this before, but I have found it so hard to watch him lie to his family because it's an acting choice more than anything else. Like, I lie to my kids all the time.
Lying's great.
Yeah.
If you haven't lied to anyone today,
give it a shot.
Do it. It's fun. It fixes a lot of stuff.
You can just go up to a stranger and tell them that, like, Bruce Rauner is your godfather, and they'll believe you.
I have a running thing I like to do when I watch movies where I pretend that I watched like the special features.
Okay.
And I make up stuff like about the movie.
There you
and
go.
It's fun and sometimes it's fun, like I'll say something crazy and they'll be like, oh, you goofball. Sometimes it's fun. I'll say something that's totally plausible and they'll be like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. And I just get to sit and I lied. That's real. Like I'll be like, yeah, you know, they all their craft services didn't come in that day, so everyone ate Papa John's today.
You've done that with this show. Have you done that to me?
No, I've never done that to you.
Specifically, you know that part in where he steals the baby and the baby goes, Mama.
Oh, that's true. No, that's 100% true. That was like, yeah. Oh, that is something I would have done. That is 100% the type of lie I would do.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'll be on my toes for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he spins a yarn. His son's like, I smell bullshit.
But the wrong kind.
Yeah, he's like, you're sick again, and you passed out from the fumes, and then you thrashed about in the gasoline spill, and no one helped you or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, you know what would be better than you trying to catch me in a lie? We go to a hotel. And his son goes, jackpot.
And they go to a dope hotel.
Yeah, I think this will be something that is illuminated to me later, but like, it seems as though the quality of living from the flashbacks to present day has improved dramatically. And is his son just like, cool, things are better now? Or I'm wondering like how obviously...
They have alluded to how he explains having more money.
Yeah, I know the blackjack.
Okay, you know that? Okay.
Yeah, so because Marie mentions it in therapy.
Right, okay.
So I just... How big did he win at blackjack, you know? I guess they'll tell me.
Yeah,
we'll find out. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, they go...
I always feel bad watching this with Meg because she has so many questions, rightfully so. And I'm just like, I can't... No, I'm not... Or I'll be cheeky about it.
Yeah. Well, I always feel like... I let them out because it's like holding in a fart for too long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that we're both just disgusting little gremlins. Mm-hmm. But I have to let it out, but I don't expect it to be validated.
Yeah, so it's like a fart.
Yeah.
Because I want it validated. Yeah. Every time I fart, I want people to go, what a fart.
That was a good fart.
It has not happened yet.
No?
Most of the times they roll down the window and go, Adam.
That's how... most farts are mad, I feel like.
Every time I fart in a car, I'm like, please don't smell it. Please don't smell it. And then every time someone rolls out a window, I get sad. I'm like, aw, I'm a freak.
So Adam and I had a trip to Vegas planned with some friends, and we were going to road trip. And now I'm kind of glad I'm not happy that it's canceled.
Yeah, it sucks. I've never partied in Vegas.
I mean, it's not going anywhere. And there's going to be insane...
I'm going somewhere.
Yeah, but you can come back
to it.
That's
true.
And maybe we'll be able to go before you leave.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I'm glad we didn't drive just now because, you would have farted up my car.
I'm still gonna fart when we do it.
I know, but I get to delay it a little
bit. Okay. Well, no, I mean, I'll do it if I'm in a car with just, like, my mom and brother, but if I'm with, like, a big group of friends, I'm not gonna do it.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
Unless it's guy friends that I don't care about.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. Because boys, they don't mind the farts so much.
No, they mind.
Oh, they?
Yeah. They mind and would appreciate it if I didn't, but I'm not going to stop.
I always thought men just all sat around, like, playing cards and farting.
No, I've had friends punch me because I won't stop. Mine are really bad.
That's fair.
Famously so. Although, I've been making a lot of changes to my diet recently, and they're not as bad lately.
This is a weird section of the podcast.
No, it's not. This is what I wanted when I pitched the podcast.
So they end up at a hotel, but not before Bob Odenkirk shows up.
Oh, wait. We
forgot how horny this episode is.
This is a really horny episode.
Right off the bat, 5 minutes in.
Before that, Walter White takes off his pants.
And he's got a gun
he's
in
got
his
a gun
butt.
In his waistband. Yeah. Oh, it's so fucking hot.
And he's just standing there. In his undies. Just
wiggling his little butt.
And he keeps it tight.
He keeps it really tight.
And I don't know what brand of P90X he must subscribe to, but it's probably Ultimate Ab Ripper X.
Him and Tony Horton are well acquainted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dick busted through my pants like it was...
that alien from
like
Aliens?
It was like a chest burster. It was crazy. Because it wasn't... how big my, how hard I got. It's how fast and hard I got.
Yeah. Did you, well, you got lightheaded for a second. Mm-hmm. And you know, excuse me, all the blood just rushed to my groin.
Yep.
For me, I just squirt breast milk and I wasn't even lactating. It was wild.
I wish I could have seen that, but I had passed out.
Yeah, that's fair. He talks with Bob Odenkirk, and I didn't realize that was Bill Burr, but...
Bill Burr was that? Bill Burr makes an appearance on this show.
But, so here's a really unsatisfying thing I realized. That was the first time and the only time I've seen Bill Burr. He is not, there's no, nothing gets resolved with Bill Burr. He's just...
Like, this is the end of his arc?
Yeah.
You don't know he's ever going to be on the show again.
I know that he's not anywhere past the this
But you
episode.
Don't know if he was ever, you this could have been his first appearance for
that,
all you know.
He just had two lines and
it was an under five.
That's fair.
He's not a big character.
Okay, is he not?
No.
Okay.
He's in it sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, fuck, spoilers, but you know that he does it like that's his ending.
Well, Huell gets a bigger rap than Bill Burr. And Bill Burr, I feel, has always been a bigger name than that guy,
and
right?
Huell? I don't know. Huell's fun.
Huell's cool, but like when this was happening, didn't Bill Burr have a pretty decent
career?
Actually,
Bill Burr's pretty big when this came out, I think.
So.
I don't know. Fuck Bill Burr.
Okay. That's...
I'm kidding. Bill Burr. I really like Bill Burr.
Bill. Baby.
Bill, sweetheart.
Billy,
want you on the show.
Bill, come sit in my closet with us and talk about...
We're live from Meg's closet. We got a seat for Bill Burr right here.
It's cozy.
Ooh, so cozy, Bill. We would like to have you. Anyway, it's pretty hot having Bob Odenkirk on screen.
Yeah, even when he's a little beat up, and he's even more freshly beat up than the previous episode we recorded.
You've barely seen him not beat up at this point.
True. That's mm-hmm. very true. I've only seen him for a hot second in a basement not beat up.
And this is where he says that line that made you just cackle like a stuck pig.
It's true. I went, oh boy, that really tickled me when he's, yeah, go ahead.
Do you want me to say it? Do you want
yeah,
me,
I want
it's
you
your
to
line.
Say it. I want to enjoy hearing it.
Okay. So we're in a car. Mm-hmm. Exterior, night. Walter White enters the car. He sees Bob Odenkirk's beat up face. Walter. Jesus, did Jesse do that to you? Saul. Yeah, but the thing you gotta realize is deep down he really loves me.
And I enjoyed that
end
line.
Scene. Yeah, it
was a good line.
A really good line. I kind of made it less funny there. That's fine. I do that a lot. I take good jokes and I run them into the ground.
Well, I enjoyed that line quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to see you put forth the effort to give me something that I like. So mm-hmm. thank you. And then they talk about, I don't know what the resolution of that scene was. Oh, I guess basically that they could not find
They couldn't
Jesse.
Find him. And then Saul suggests, a lot of suggesting that, I think a theme in this episode is suggesting that Jesse's life isn't important. And then Walter seems to be, because Saul is like, you just fucking kill him. Skyler does the same thing.
Well, yeah. Well, was that like, Saul was like, hey, what's the end game here?
Yeah.
Did he go all the way to suggest?
Yeah. He said an Old Yeller situation.
Oh yes, he did.
Which is very fun. And then Skyler did the same thing. And then Hank was straight up like, I don't care if Walt kills him. I want to get it on camera.
Yeah. I mean, so I thought with Skyler, that was the first time I've heard her condoned murder, and I was surprised by that.
This is also, now that I'm thinking about it, the first big Jesse episode for you.
Yes.
Because
he's mostly arrested most of the time. He's mostly contained somewhere.
Yeah, because in the second episode, you get a few glimpses of him being a Nazi cook. And then the third one, he's not in it that much.
Right.
They just kind of capture him. And then the fourth one... Oh, you get... No, the fourth one, he's... Last
it
one,
was a
didn't.
Heavy...
Yeah, I guess you're right. But...
I didn't know that he was still actively using drugs. Like, I thought that was something that Walt was telling Brock's mother. I forgot her name just now. I thought that was, like, a lie. That wasn't a lie.
I'm forgetting her name right now. What is
it's Brock's
name?
Mom.
Andrea.
I thought when... Walt told Andrea that in the last episode it was just a ploy to try to find him out, but it turns
that's
out he
the,
is
that's
on
what
drugs.
The show does. It makes you think things and then it pulls the rug out from under you.
Absolutely.
They set up right episode 5. Good show. It's an ambitious first season. I'm Absolutely. Going back to this bit where I pretend like it is the I don't like that I abandon it.
So you want to go back to it where this is the Earth 2 and we're watching it's been
the
raised.
Problem with that is it's hard for me to do that because I know what happens. I do wish we were both watching this for the first time. I should not be the host of this podcast, is what I'm saying. It should be you and someone else.
I don't know what to. I know.
We're too far into it.
We gotta buckle
down. But it would be way fun if it was you and someone else just going, fuck, I don't know what's going on.
You know,
if... instead of me being coy.
Skylar's like, let's just kill the guy.
But... oh, yeah, Skylar, she's like, you're full of shit.
Yeah, and that even then he's... this is actually something I had a really hard time with. It was like, he turns into this kind of ghost-lighty, or I'm gaslighting, like, mansplaining asshole whenever he's, like, conversing with Skylar, and I really didn't like it in this scene because he's like, what, Jesse, he's a saint, whatever, he would never hurt us, and she's like, he poured gasoline all over our house, and he's like, that's no big deal, and is like trying to convince her of that, and it's really...
it's off-putting.
It's really hard to
stomach. He's a bad man.
Yeah, he's a bad guy, but for some reason you're rooting for him at the end of the show.
I mean, in the next episode, he's literally having a parlay with Nazis, like... I'm not rooting for him. He sucks. At this point.
Yeah, fair.
I rooted for him in the first episode because he seemed down on his luck and he was like sticking over two millionaires.
Yeah.
Remember them? The Schwartzes?
They're the Schwartzes. I guess they've served their purpose and we'll never see them again.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. Fuck him. He sucks. That's, I think that's the point.
Okay.
Yeah, he's shitty. And when did he get shitty? He was kind of... in the second episode, he was just sad the whole time.
Yeah, he was sad and he was sick, and he had kind of made a lot of compromises, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
He was like definitely a man on a downswing.
Yeah, and the third episode we kind of saw that start.
Where he's like just kind of yelling at people.
Yelling at people, he calls Skylar a bitch, me and you deconstructed that word on mic.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, you spoke, yeah. So yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to not root for him.
Okay.
Fuck him.
Okay.
Hank's who you're supposed to root for.
Okay, well, he seems okay, but we'll get to him because then he has his own moments of...
oh, he has one shitty moment. Well, that's a good time. Because then we get to see everything from Jesse's side of things after this, right?
I guess so. Well, we have a couple more scenes with Walt and his son.
Oh, yeah, they talk by the pool.
Yeah.
I don't really care about it.
Okay, that's true. It's just, it shows that like he can't even let it go. I didn't know how clueless his son was. I assumed like from the finale that like everybody was in on this, like he really didn't find anything.
When did you watch him find... oh, in the third episode you watch him find out.
Yeah,
he's pretty clueless. He's focused on school.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
School's important.
Yeah, I love school.
Yeah,
I love book bags and cubbies.
I like cafeterias. Mm-hmm. And I like after school snack store. Mm-hmm. Where they have off-brand like gummy octopus and stuff. That's not a common...
I've never heard of that. mean a vending machine?
No, they had like a school snack store that opened only after school.
Did you go to school in Oz? Where did you...
some would say that, yeah. It was called Elmhurst, Illinois, and it's, you know.
I went to school in West Des Moines, Iowa, a Catholic school, and I tucked my shirt in every day and was happy to do it.
Was your school K through 12?
No, there's a K through 8 and then a 9 through 12.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And a girl I graduated with was just on the newest season of The Bachelor. All right.
How long did she get there?
I didn't watch it.
Okay. What was her name?
Her name's Kelsey.
I don't know.
She was Kelsey Weir. Yeah, she was on the newest season. I guess I can say her name because she was a national... she's going to make a bajillion dollars on Instagram for the rest of her life.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's doing great. I used to lifeguard with her. She was cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Hey, Kelsey, I don't know if you won. I don't think you won The Bachelor.
No, I'm pretty sure. But I don't think anyone really won
The Bachelor. No one wins The Bachelor. Well,
no one...
but I was rooting for you. Yeah. She was cool. Yeah.
That's neat.
She was a nice girl.
That's cool.
So...
I don't really watch it either, but I'm like...
It makes me actively depressed watching The Bachelor.
I think that like all the people who get to like the last round are potentially like all screwed in the head a little bit.
I know she made it to the bring them home section.
Did she?
Because some people were sending me clips and like... she had a clip of her talking to her mom and her mom's given me a ride like from the pool before.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, oh, Mrs. Weir, I remember her.
I think that, like, this one had a catastrophe, terrible ending.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know that Kelsey wasn't involved with it because there was, like, two different names. But, like, I think both of the women who in question are kind of, like, I don't know what in entices somebody to, I don't know. It's just bizarre. I'm not sure.
I want to be the Bachelor. I was texting you about this the other day. I think it'd be cool. Or to be one of the Bachelors on The Bachelorette.
Do you think that would be fun?
I think I'd be good at it. I feel like I would never make it past the screening process. They'd be like, you're unlikable.
I wondered, what did you find so, you couldn't consume about Love is Blind? What did you hate about that show?
There's a phony sincerity to it that I have trouble stomaching.
They will drop that, and it is just trash.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they have that with The Bachelor, too.
Yeah.
And that makes me bummed out. And then someone pointed out The Bachelor that I hadn't noticed, but it was the thing that was irking me. I watched like half a season with an old roommate where so much of it is, remember last time in The Bachelor, remember last time in The Bachelor, remember last time in The Bachelor. And then something happens in the middle of an episode and then the rest of the episode is like, this is going to happen on The Bachelor. This is going to happen on The Bachelor. Like so little happens. And then so much of it is just editing that it would like, I don't know. I don't like it, but I like Kelsey. And Kelsey, I hope you did good. I didn't watch the show.
Kelsey, I think that however it worked out for you is the best possible way.
It's the best possible way. You're going to make a bunch of money on Instagram. You were Miss Iowa 2017. I know way too much about you for someone who hasn't talked about you and talked to you in 10 years.
I don't have anyone from high school I can do that for, but I'll research someone.
I was really excited because obviously I wanted me to be the one that people in high school talked about. Things haven't worked out that great.
Not yet. There's lots of time.
But then Kelsey got on The Bachelor and I thought that was cool. And I got to tell people about it.
This is tangential, but that was also tangential, so I don't feel bad bad. My one friend Daisy got on. Do you remember when MTV used to do like True Life? I'm a Bebopoo.
Yeah,
my one friend.
I loved that show. I did like that. And I don't like reality TV. Sorry, I interrupted you.
This one was I think it was True Life. It was one of those types of shows on MTV where it's like, True Life. I'm a dominatrix, and she's a dominatrix. And
hell yeah.
Yeah. So that was like, wow, what the hell? And she was like, but she's trying to find love. So in her episode, she was like, you know, trying to find love. And when she would tell people she was a dominatrix, it unlatched this like part of men that was like, I wanted to get my dick stomped on by high heels. Will you do that? And she's like, I just want a regular relationship.
You can have both of those in a relationship.
I think she like compartmentalized her fetish work and her love life. You know what I mean? I think she didn't want both. So I don't think she wanted to be a dominatrix in her relationship. I don't know. I would like to be a dominatrix in all aspects of my life, but I'm just not so bold yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like all the accessories are expensive.
That's true.
That seems very... I've been in a sex shop and that was the first... Like, I'm too cheap. I saw it. I saw everyone. I was like, oh, no, not for that price. Like, I just wanted to haggle.
I think you should check online.
Also, although I did see a beautiful, like, dungeon setup. It looked like
in a sex shop?
In a sex shop.
Was
it looked
there,
it looked like a weird, like, it looked like if IKEA was a sex shop.
So it was like a showroom?
Yeah. It was.
Where was this?
I forget. It was so cool.
In LA?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, it was like a bajillion dollars, but. What a dungeon.
I am floored. I'm excited. Mm. But there's a lot of emotions.
Okay. Me and Meg are going to break our piggy banks. We're going to try to go in on this dungeon. We don't know where we're going to put it.
We'll do like a custody schedule.
Every other week, one of us gets to use the dungeon.
Okay. So back to...
What the fuck are we talking about?
Well, I remember Skylar had just kind of been like, go kill Jesse. And he's like, well, I don't know.
Let's cut to the Jesse stuff.
Okay. So Jesse... gets apprehended by Hank just as he's in the middle of the actual break-in.
Yeah.
They do like a flashback or, I don't know, just a backwards jump cut to Jesse actually breaking in. He does cocaine. Mm-hmm. He's really pumped up. I think this is why they call it Rabid Dog, right? Because he's so out of control in this scene.
Yeah.
And then as he's about to light the house on fire, Hank comes in. He's like, hey, stop it.
Who's now a big part of the show, it would seem.
Yeah, he seems really important.
Early on, seemed just like an idea.
He was more of a concept than a man. And then Jesse's like, but I want to burn it down. He's like, this isn't the right way to burn it down.
What was that Jesse voice I did last episode? But I want to burn it down.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, look, come on, man. That's what Jesse sounds like.
And he's like, no, stop it. And then Jesse goes like, okay. Yeah, that's pretty much verbatim.
Whoa. And then he gets in the car.
Yeah.
And they drive home. And he stays at Neva.
But just as they leave and, like, get out of view, Walt drives in, so they almost crossed paths.
Yeah.
He almost saw his house being burned
What
down.
A boondoggle that would have been.
Yeah, that's wild. It makes me think about all the times where I was almost caught, like, doing something sneaky, which, yeah. like, for me is, like, eating my kids' candy or something. Like,
do you do that?
After Halloween, sure. Like, who are they to say I can't have it?
I agree. My dad used to eat our candy. I never got the fuss of kids getting mad at their parents for eating candy. I eat my parents' candy, i.e. dinner, all the time.
So you didn't have a problem with your parents having the 100 grand bar or something?
Like it was how I would contribute to the fabric of the Schwartz name.
That's very noble of you, sir. Mm-hmm. So then Jesse gets dragged to Hank's house. He goes to bed because he's so sleepy from so much cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It makes cocaine makes you so sleepy.
He's a sleepy. He's like, I had all the cocaine and now I got to go to bed because I got a tum-tum.
I got it. Oh, yeah.
And then Hank's wife comes home. Am I skipping anything?
No, you're not. I'm sorry. I'm just like, I'm just thinking.
Hank's wife comes home and she's greeted by her own luggage, and Hank's like, hey, get out of your house. And she's like, I've got a couple questions. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And finally, Hank's like, fine, I'll show him to you. And Jesse's just passed out, and she's like, oh, is this bad for Walt? And Hank's like, yeah, it's pretty bad. And she goes, okay, I'm not going anywhere.
And then she makes lasagna.
Yeah, she makes lasagna, which is like just a woman with a plan. I don't know why. If somebody was like, get out of your house and go away for a few days, I go, absolutely. Like, I'm going to go stay somewhere nice and get drunk. Like, that. I don't know what she was fighting it for.
Yeah. No, she's cool. She's like, now that she's on the phone less.
Yeah. Before she just seemed like a real busybody, but now she's.
Now she's face to face.
Yeah.
In your face and ready to make some plans.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's a motivated woman.
We like Marie on this podcast.
So far. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She hasn't put a hit out on anybody yet.
She's the best character.
So far, she has not said condoned murder, and neither has Flynn. So those guys have not condoned.
Flynn did condone murder.
He said, why don't you go and die? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's just of natural causes. He didn't say, I wish that someone would murder you or that I could murder you. He just wants him to die. I guess if you could imagine Flynn is a mighty warlock who has power to provide curses, then yes, Flynn could potentially condone
murder. I meant like, yeah, I assume Flynn said like, why don't you go die, like go get eaten by a bear.
Which is natural causes.
Is that natural causes?
Well, you can't force a bear to eat someone.
I could do it.
No, if it's not hungry, it doesn't want to.
I'm very persuasive.
Anyhow, so then Marie makes Jesse coffee the next day. Steve Gomez is there. They want to make some pretty picture videos.
Oh, yeah, they make that DVD, which we have seen the end of.
And also, before this, didn't Marie go to the therapist and she was really irate? That was beforehand.
Was that before?
Because...
That scene you gotta cut out.
What?
I feel like you could have cut that scene out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Marie's upset.
Yeah, Marie's upset. It was kind of... If this is a world where they have... This is the actual order of the episodes. That's kind of like a good little recap for you, maybe, because she explains some stuff.
She does and she doesn't. Like, she's definitely, like, frantic and upset in mm-hmm. her therapist's office, but she's purposely leaving out information. And then she does even say, no, I'd never hurt anybody, because her therapist is like, being violent is not. So this is, like, she's really showing that she doesn't condone violence and she's just, like, pissed off.
There's... One thing I do like about this show, and obviously we're us being in like the finale, they don't do it as much as they will later, and they do it a lot in Better Call Saul, is like I said, like little human details. Like there's a line that it was kind of a throwaway line. The therapist at the end says, after Marie says, can we just talk about something else? He goes, okay. Last week you were upset about the new parking rules at work.
Yeah.
I love shit like that.
No, it's great.
And Better Call Saul is full of so many little things like that.
I'm
very excited to. Backwards Call Saul. 2022. Get ready for it.
Who knows? Either we'll be doing a heck of a lot more of these or the next.
Yeah, I might live here now. I might.
Just bring down your supplies so you can contribute to the communal pot, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Coronavirus. I hope we sound very stupid whenever this is released.
Because it's such
This just blew over.
I hope so, too. I always hope to sound stupid whenever I open my mouth, but if I could sound even more so stupid, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Anyways.
Weird times.
Should we take more shots? No.
Let's go take more shots. All right, we're going to pause right now.
We're back in post-production mode because Adam and Meg took some more shots. I'm editing this episode about a month after we recorded it. It turns out coronavirus was even worse than we thought at the time. And now I'm sad, so let's get back to the show.
Whoa, we're back now.
Tasty Maker's Mark shots.
Maker's Mark. Yum, 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 yum.
Yummy Maker's Mark.
Not scared about the world anymore.
Just scared about running out of Maker's Mark.
Now I hope we do not run out of it because then we only have milk.
I should have gotten more at the store.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
They make a DVD.
They make a DVD. They also reference in the therapist's office, Marie mentions some video that...
which we've heard about before.
Yeah. And so I was like, what is this DVD about?
It's a sex tape.
I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. But when they're making this non-sex tape DVD, Jesse is very much like, hey...
Tangent. I hate DVDs that aren't sex tapes.
It's pretty...
It's so frustrating.
It's disappointing when they're not.
I've spent hours in Best Buy going down the DVD section going, oh, The Bourne Identity, is this a sex tape? Nope.
There's only action.
Yeah. Oh my God. Stepmom, is this a sex tape?
No. Nope. Only action.
Yeah, it's an action movie. Yeah, nonstop. The Julia Roberts, Susan Sarandon action vehicle we always wanted, except for me. I wanted a sex tape. Go on with Breaking Bad. I'm sorry.
Jesse's all like, hey, if you make this tape, it's just going to be my word against his. This is, you said we were going to burn this guy down. This is not, that doesn't count. That's no good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, we got to do this first and then we can do the other things.
Which,
so,
yeah, because Walt wants to meet with.
That's what we find out. Yeah, that Walt wants to meet with Jesse. He leaves a voicemail. He believes that Jesse had like come to his senses and decided not to burn it down, his house down, which is not true. And Jesse's like, okay. Jesse finds out he wishes to meet with him, but he doesn't want to meet with him because he thinks he's going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And Hank's like, why don't you just wear a wire and we'll catch him confessing to crimes.
And then Jesse does something that's very relatable. He takes a pee.
Yeah, he goes potty.
He goes potty.
And while he's going potty, Steve Gomez is like, hey, Hank, what if Jesse's right and, what if Jesse's right and Walt does wish to kill him? Then Hank's like, well, then he'll be
then
dead.
Then he'll fucking die.
Yeah, because he's a bad dude who deals drugs and has apparently killed people.
Pretty mean to Jesse.
Yeah, but apparently he's also a murderer, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know who he murders, but... He doesn't seem like a murderer.
He seems just like a guy who lost his way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This could be Walt. It could have been Walt Jr. Flynn.
For all we know. So then the next scene is what? What are they doing?
What happens next? It cuts to the meat.
Oh, yeah, they are just at
It just goes to the meat. And it's
the meat cute.
Yeah, it's a meat cute.
Yeah.
And, Jesse's scared and he's
getting a wire taped on him.
Getting a wire taped on him, and they're like, hey, you go get him, Rock.
I feel like every time they put a wire on somebody in a movie, it's so obvious, and it's like he might as well just have like a big scorpion tail with a microphone hanging over his head.
A little microphone.
Yeah, but you could still see it through his shirt.
Could you?
Yeah, you could still kind of see an imprint of it through his shirt. I don't know.
Maybe you, perv. I wasn't looking at his chest.
You were looking at his testicles.
I was looking at his testicles. Where eyes go. Every time anyone looks at up here, I go, hey, 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 I'm down here.
My testicles are down here, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I say that too, but I don't have testicles. And then I go, made you look, and then they all laugh. No, I don't have any. I have ovaries, and they're on the inside, and you just have to trust me on that.
Let's talk about this off mic, because this is all news to me.
And Jesse's going and he's just shuffling along like through this courtyard. He's going to go say hi to Walt. But then he sees like a big scary looking guy and he just assumes he's a Nazi.
He profiles.
Yeah. And that's not fair because I didn't see any big swastikas on the guy's
neck. And that's how we know. We know what Nazis look like.
You can't hide it. It's like the dark mark or whatever.
Yeah. It's exactly like that. Because you assume they're tattoos. They're not.
They're just dark marks.
They're manifestations of beliefs.
Yes.
So he sees that guy and he's like, guess what? He calls Walt on the payphone. He's like, hey, fuck you. I know what you're doing. And then he hangs up. And it's kind of, now that we know that had he not done that, had he met with Walt,
everything would be
probably a little bit better.
Yeah, I think everything would be hunky-dory. For Jesse, it'd be better.
Well, he wouldn't have gotten, like, killed here.
Yeah.
He would have, the Nazis wouldn't have gotten called.
Yes.
Walt just probably would have gotten captured talking on tape.
Yeah, and so everything would be hunky-dory for Jesse, but not so great for Walt.
Yeah.
And Hank would ideally still be alive. Oh, Hank did mention, I think this is key, you were like, to me when this happened. Hank said to Marie, my last 10 witnesses that I've put in jail are dead. So, like, he's implying that Walt is responsible for, like, a lot of death.
Yeah.
And that makes me like him a little bit less.
Walt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's that. That's my hot take.
Mm-hmm. He's mean.
Yeah, he seems like kind of an a-hole.
Mm-hmm. I don't...
Forgive my French.
Yeah, I don't swear, because I have to bleep that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And I don't want to do that, because I already don't know my way around Audacity. And I don't want to have to bleep your fucking goddamn swear words, Meg. So knock it off.
I'm sorry.
I'm playing with some of Meg's kids' Legos I found in her kids'
One is a Lego, and I think, is the other one actually a Lego?
This might be like a little plate.
Oh, like for a Lego toy set plate? Yeah.
Of some kind. I don't know. I'm done with it.
I can't. I am incapable of staying on top of tiny little toy pieces.
Oh, I get. Me too. As a grown adult man who does have his own tiny little toy pieces, but they're fucking cool.
I'm sure you keep them together. The kids, Avery asked for nothing but like Harry Potter Legos for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I just have like at least 25 tiny little wands like around my apartment.
Oh, Avery, is that the little girl who I gave my hardback copies of each Harry Potter novel and she hasn't read them yet?
Yes.
She's only seen the movies, right?
Yes. But she has read some of the books. To be fair, I don't think she could handle most. Like, she would get creeped out by the fourth one.
Really?
The fourth one? She's very sensitive.
Oh, okay.
The fourth one, I think she'd have a problem fundamentally with the murder in the fourth one. And the fifth one, I don't think she'd appreciate kind of the more nuanced, like, plot devices.
When I reread them, like, 3 years ago, for the first time since high school, the fifth one was my least favorite, and I think it came out as like my second favorite on the reread.
Really?
Yeah, I ended up really liking it. Also, the whole series, we'll hear about this in the comments section. I actually kind of fell off Harry Potter. I stopped liking it as much.
I like it still.
I think it was because of Fantastic Beasts. I saw that and I was like, this is doo-doo.
Yeah, I like to just not think about those. Mm-hmm. But I like the series. And it's just kind of like the reading I do before bed because I'm not so engrossed in it where I'll be like caught up in the plot. I can easily just fall asleep while I read it.
Yeah.
But I also read it on my phone.
So. I like that they're murder mysteries, basically, each one, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
they don't need our bump.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter doesn't need.
J.K. Rowling doesn't need our hot take on her
she doesn't.
Franchise.
And she gave Eddie Redmayne too many parts. I don't.
Too many? He's got one part.
In two movies.
Oh, well and now in another three are supposed to come out. I
don't like it. I don't like Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah, I don't like his... Eddie, if you're listening, we would like you to try to not be so mumbly in those movies.
Eddie Redmayne's the one person who we've like name-checked that I would not want as a guest on this podcast.
Is that right?
Eddie, you can beg and plead. We're not... You're not allowed on this podcast, Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie, I'm sorry, but Adam's really put his foot down here, no matter what I do.
Anyone else.
Even Charles Manson.
Even Charles Manson himself. Come from the grave, let's talk about Breaking Bad. Eddie Redmayne, no. Never. God, I want to punch his face.
So... Yeah, Jesse yells at Walt over a payphone, and then a minivan squeals around the corner.
That was really cool.
Yeah. I wondered how they thought that Walt wouldn't pick up on the fact that a minivan was like, like speeding.
Well,
like,
he was already gone by that
point.
Yeah, Walt walked away. Oh, and then we found out the big mean guy was actually meeting his daughter.
Yeah, like his daughter was getting out of court or something.
Yeah, his daughter had a big case that day.
Like, where does she come from? Mm-hmm. But and then Hank is like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Well, get his money." That's Jesse. And then that's when Walt makes a phone call to Todd and says he's got another.
He lets the Nazis out of the box.
Yeah. And is there anything else we've kind of glanced over here?
I feel like people have as good of an idea of the episode as if they watched the episode.
And then at this point.
Yeah. Probably even more. I mean, we added a lot of nuance.
Yeah.
I would much rather have Kelsey from The Bachelor on here than Eddie Redmayne.
I mean, you have the hookup there, right? You think we could get her on?
I bet in my phone I have her, the cell number she had in high school, but not...
It's this. I have the same cell phone.
I do have the same cell phone I had in high school, so maybe.
I mean, now you don't need to get a new area code.
Yeah, it's true.
You can just hold on to your area code from
the suburbs. I hate that robocallers match your area code, because every time I get a 515... number, I'm like, oh, someone from home wants to talk to me.
Hey, listeners, comment and leave a comment with your area code and and social security number.
Yeah. Do it.
It's fun.
And then leave a comment on Eddie Redmayne's Twitter feed and say, fuck you.
Let him know that there is an active and vocal corner of the internet who doesn't like his choices when he's acting.
The Danish Woman should have been a much better movie.
I didn't see that one.
It was the movie where he's like, it was about like a trans woman in the 20s, and it's.
Oh, I think I've seen clips of that.
Yeah, you could tell the script was really good, and I just don't like. He just wants.
Does he make the same, like, I'm just gonna.
Yeah, he just wants an Oscar. He's so thirsty for it all the time. I think he did win one for that.
Oh.
He might have. I don't know.
Okay. It sounds like a touchy subject matter that I'm going to steer clear of.
I think the script was good.
Yeah, but you think you just didn't like
him. I didn't like,
him. I have it. I don't like Ben Affleck. I can't, like, no matter what I do, I can't get past that. Like, right. I just don't like him when I see him.
Do you want to put him on the list? Is he can't be on this podcast?
You know, if he were to listen to this and he heard us talking about him, I would want to have him on the podcast so I could let him know just what I have.
I don't want to see Eddie Redmayne.
Okay.
And actually, do you know what's weird? The one performance of his I like is the one that everyone hates in the movie Jupiter Ascending.
I haven't seen that one.
It's not a great movie, but I actually kind of, he hams it up and I actually, I'm like, this is who I want to see.
You want to see him just be a dingus, like a big ham?
Yeah, I want to see him be a big ham instead of going, oh, butter. Although he does his mumble thing, but he does it loud. I don't know how to describe it. In Jupiter Ascending, he goes oh, look at you.
Is that a more confident mumble?
Yeah, it's a more confident mumble, and I like it.
I
don't know. He hasn't been anything in a while, so that's fine.
Well, he was in that hot air balloon movie that like went straight to Hulu or whatever.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not going to watch that.
Prime. I was, yeah, when I saw that, I was like, wow, what a shitty idea for a film. A film about hot air balloons. Like, Jesus Lord, how do I not have a job? Like,
Jules Verne made a pretty good nest egg out of hot air balloons.
I'm not going to be able to go down this road with you, so this is all yours.
I'm done. That's
okay.
It.
All right. Well, should we? What's the protocol?
Okay. I think we should wrap this up.
Okay.
And then go take some more shots
of Maker's Mark. And cut it with milk.
Cut it. Well, if we have to. Desperate times.
Desperate times. You got to make it last as long as
you can. Stay safe out there, everyone.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
If you're washing your hands, you have to sing 20 seconds of the song Bootylicious while you're washing your hands. That's the CDC recommendation. It's on their website.
Once your hands are nice and clean, use them to turn that subscribe button gray.
Or
whatever color it is.
Chartreuse.
Or whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
As long as it says subscribe.
And then, but preferably it's gray.
Don't talk shit about Eddie Redmayne on his Twitter.
Unsubscribe from him.
Unsubscribe from Eddie Redmayne.
Absolutely. And then check out Lauren Scharf on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. We want to pitch Lauren Scharf's Twitter.
One more time.
Have we given her actual Twitter name? Because I don't know.
It's LL Cool Scharf.
It's LL Cool. Great.
Yeah. This is the second episode in which maybe third.
This is the third. We brought her up.
Good for her.
Good for her. She's gay. her tweets are solid. I'm always pissed off when they have single digit likes, so.
I only ever have single digit likes on
me
my
too,
tweets.
But I'm not as funny as Lauren Scharf.
That's fair.
Yeah, she writes really good tweets, and I'm like, God damn it. I wish that came out of my brain.
She's good people.
So
funny good people.
If you're not gonna subscribe to this,
subscribe to Lauren.
Subscribe
Sharp.
To Lauren Sharp. If you want to go to yeah.
Yes.
We'll have her on the podcast sometime.
Yeah, and I think she'll be like, guys, what is this? What is and we'll go, just what did you think?
And she'll be like, why is Eddie Redmayne outside trying to get in? And I'm like, we said don't come in here. Don't come in here, Eddie.
Eddie, get out
get
of here.
Get the fuck out of here, Eddie Redmayne.
All right. Well, until next time.
Good
mighty good
Heisenberg to you, fair listeners. Goodbye. Well, Adam and Meg only did the shots bit twice in the entire episode. The comedy rule of threes means that we've gotta do this jazz music thing a third time. So scoot-a-doop-boop, boop, ba-doo-ba-doo-doo-doo, scoot-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-